Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
News, notes, and nuggets. It's time for the Rutherford Report with our Blues insider, Jeremy Rutherford. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Kerry Davis, Anthony Stalter, Jamie Rivers is downtown. Bally Sports Midwest coverage tonight as the Blues take on the Blackhawks, and we've got the game for you right here on 101 ESPN. Jeremy Rutherford, our Blues insider with The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at JP Rutherford. And he joins us right now via the 101 ESPN Celebrity Night. What's up, JR?
Oh, not too much, guys. Just glad to hear your opinion on UFC. I just can't get into it. Give me boxing 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah,
I've tried to do the UFC. I got buddies that are diehard with it, and they're still like, hey, you got to watch this match or your fight or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I can't get into it. Were you an American Gladiators fan, Jer?
No. Really didn't get into that either. Yeah.
Oh man.
What the
childhood?
My dad was he worked at the Chase Park Hotel when they did wrestling at the Chase. So he would run into all those guys and come home with stories. So I watched a little wrestling at the Chase and then went on to WWF, but I've kind of given that up too. But
sure.
But boo-hoo on the UFC.
All right, there you go. All right, so the Blues earned just 3 of a possible 6 points out of their recent 3-game road trip that pushed them to the brink now of elimination for the playoff berth. Odds-wise, doesn't look good, but they're still mathematically in it. You know, JR, what as you look at the upcoming schedule here, and you're somebody that is looking for storylines constantly, what is the storyline as the Blues wrap up their season over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think they'd need a solar eclipse to come through to make the playoffs. The probability of that
is just had one.
You know, we just did so.
Just had
that
one.
It's possible.
Nice.
Yeah, no. There's a ton of storylines, and I mean, you're not going to be able to watch the next 4 games, and there's not going to be a lot of developments with these storylines. But I think the number one thing is watching some of these young guys play, and I pointed that out in the article. I know you guys have talked about it, but I was excited to write about Zachary Bolduc for The Athletic this morning. Number one, because here's a guy, first-round draft pick a couple years ago, and just because he wasn't here or he wasn't tearing it up in the American Hockey League, everybody said this guy's a bottom six forward or could be a bust even, and now here he is on the top line with Robert Thomas scoring goals. So to me, that's probably the top storyline that I'm enjoying watching is Zachary Bolduc, but there's other guys, some players that we've seen all this year. Matt Kessel, can he do enough to put himself into a top 4 role next year if they do make some changes on defense? These are things that Doug Armstrong's paying attention to down the stretch, and I think Blues fans should be too.
JR, we heard Bannister, he's talked about, you know, the younger guys getting opportunities to play. How does that sit with some of the older guys, like Kevin Hayes, who is a healthy scratch, or guys that aren't getting those opportunities because maybe some of these younger guys are?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I don't know what it's like to be in the shoes of Kevin Hayes tonight, who's going to be Drew Bannister saying today that we want to mix in some veterans with these young guys, but we need the veterans doing the right things and showing them the way. And he felt that Kevin Hayes didn't do that in the last game, so they're going to make him a healthy scratch tonight. You know, it can't be fun, even though you're unlikely to make the playoffs and there's only a couple games left and you realize there's not much to play for. I think these guys still want to be in the lineup and close out the season, and the fact that a couple of them haven't been the past couple games probably doesn't sit real well. But the organization has to do what's best for them, and what's best for them is getting these young players on the ice. Like not only Bolduc tonight on the top line for the 3rd straight game, but you're going to see Scott Perunovic in that top pair with Colton Parayko. They pushed Nick Leddy down to the 3rd pair tonight. And Perunovic, Drew Bannister said he loved his game last game. And so he's getting near 20 minutes. He had 2 assists on the road trip in one of those games, Anaheim. And so anyway, Scott Prinovich showing more than probably he's shown all season. So even though these games don't seem like much down the stretch, I think they do weigh in the minds of the organization.
Okay, so with that being said, as you mentioned, you got Kevin Hayes, you got Nick Leddy being bumped down. We know what it means now. You just broke that down from a youth standpoint. You gotta watch these young guys, get them a chance. What does it mean for next year, though, for guys like Kevin Hayes and Nick Leddy? And we'll throw in some of the other veteran players, you know, whether that's Torrey Krug or I know Justin Falk's been banged up. He's an injury-riddled season. What does it mean for next year for these guys?
Yeah, so I think we can separate the two because I don't think, you know, three or four games down the stretch, whether these guys play much or not, the veterans I'm talking about, means a lot in terms of what Doug Armstrong can or will do in the offseason.
Sure.
Anthony, I think he's going to try to make some major moves in terms of moving out some guys who he doesn't think can help this organization moving forward. But, you know, we've analyzed to death how tough that's going to be to move some of the contracts or find a partner for some of these guys to be able to be moved. So, you know, is Nick Leddy in the future plans? Is Torrey Krug in the future plans? I think anything's open at this point. It's just going to be Doug Armstrong exploring, finding out who he can move, what's it going to cost to do that, who that leaves him with, what type of team are they going to be, a competitive team, are they taking a step back? I just think there's so many unknowns going into the offseason that finally, when we wrap up this regular season, Doug Armstrong's going to be able to address those.
JR, when you say anyone is possible to be moved, does that include Jordan Binnington as well? Because they, I think that would set off some alarm bells here in St. Louis if you traded Jordan Binnington.
Yeah, and I do think – I don't think – you know, I think he's going to get traded? No. Do I think that Doug Armstrong is going to explore everything that doesn't include, like, say, Robert Thomas? Probably. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing with Jordan Binnington is twofold. One, Kerry, is, you know, how competitive do they want to be? If they're going to take a step back, which I don't have any signal that they're going to do that, you know, then you almost have to move a Jordan Binnington because he's going to win you some games on his own. Look what he's done this season to keep this team – where it's at. But the other part of this, probably the bigger part, is I think a lot of people, including myself, think that you could get a pretty good trade return for Jordan Binnington, right? But in talking to some general managers, and we have somebody at The Athletic working on this story, in fact, there are a lot of goaltenders potentially available. So whether it be a Gibson in Anaheim or an Ullmark in Boston or a Binnington in St. Louis, so if there are a lot of guys available, and also teams aren't necessarily committing 4 and 5 and 6 years to these goalies anymore. They're going with the tandem. I don't know that Blues fans are going to get the return that they think they're going to get for a Jordan Binnington. So at that point, does it make sense for Doug Armstrong to trade him? So that one's kind of twofold.
Jeremy Rutherford is joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. He's our Blues insider with The Athletic. Jer, we're having this, you know, I don't know if it's a debate, but Jamie, anytime we talk about Jordan Binnington and we talk about him favorably, and I called him elite. He's an elite goaltender. Is he, you know, maybe toward the lower end of the elite goaltenders? Fine, but the dude puts up great numbers, and he hasn't had a defense in front of him 2 years. Let's just be real about it. Why do you think there is some consternation when it comes to some Blues fans and Jordan Binnington? Why do you think that there's a little bit of like, you know, he's a one-year wonder, even though the numbers suggest otherwise?
Yeah, I think that's probably more national and more league-wide than it is local. But I agree with you. It is here in St. Louis too. Like you're not wrong for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do think his play this year has kind of changed some of that thought. You know, after that Stanley Cup year and then the save percentage just continually went down for 3 or 4 years in a row, yeah, some people here in St. Louis were singing the same thing what they were singing nationally, is that he did have that early success and he was not able to hold it up. But I just think the number and the success, and if you watch night in and night out, Anthony, the past 2 years, I think some Blues fans have said, you know what, okay, yeah, he's a good goaltender. But nationally, around the league and even internationally, you know, I think people are still hung up on what they remember from a couple years ago, and believe me, completely hung up on what everybody terms as the antics. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I cannot go into a hockey rink. I cannot talk to a out-of-town hockey writer. I cannot do a radio interview without people talking about his reputation. And so you can call it well-earned. You know, obviously, outside of the other night when he when he got into it a little bit. There hasn't been much of that this season.
Yeah.
But I think that what he did, Anthony, there for a couple of years in a row with all the extracurricular earned him the reputation that he's just not going to be an elite goaltender in the minds of a lot of people around the league.
JR, we talked about it earlier, the Blues probably not going to make it into the playoffs just based on, you know, number of games left and how far they are behind. If you had to pick one thing, and I know there are multitudes of things that you can choose from, but if there was one thing that you could say the reason why this team did not make the playoffs this year, what do you think that would be?
I think if you had to point to one thing, it's not being competitive and not beating those bottom teams. I mean, we can identify the power play. We can identify secondary scoring, things like that. But if they beat the San Jose's 0-2-1 against them, the Columbus's, the Chicago's, you're talking 6-8, 10 more points, and we're talking about a team who's sneaking in one of the wild cards, and that's not too far off where Doug Armstrong thought they would be third place potentially in the Central Division. So, you know, you look at the situation when you lost that game 5-1 to San Jose, and then you got them on home ice, a chance to pull within 3 points of a playoff spot and lose 4-0. You know, it's just incomprehensible. And then to go back out there, even though you had a great first period in San Jose last week, to lose to them again, you know, in overtime, I just think that you just can't explain that. And so to me, it speaks to the competitiveness of this team. Great, you beat the Boston Bruins. Great, you won 5 games in a row at one point. You beat some really quality teams. But if you can't beat those teams 30, 31, 32, then you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. And that's the reason, to me, the Blues are not in the playoffs.
Well said. JR, have a good night down at the rink, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, boys.